According to Kim Jong-un, the only thing standing between war between the United States and North Korea is a button on his desk. Following a year of spiking tensions and angry words between the two nations, the North Korean leader has used his New Year's Day message to caution US President Donald Trump against rushing into war. Kim Jong-un warns Mr. Trump would be vastly outmatched by North Korea's nuclear firepower.
The US mainland is within the range of our nuclear strike, and the nuclear button is put on the desk in my office at all times. They should clearly understand that this is never a threat, but a reality.
Tougher United Nations sanctions did little to deter the North from holding a series of intercontinental ballistic missile tests throughout 2017. In November, the communist nation announced it had developed a warhead that could reach anywhere in the US. Kim Jong-un says 2018 will be spent mass-producing the weapons. At a black tie New Year's Eve event at his Mar-a-Lago resort, President Trump brushed off questions over Mr. Kim's nuclear arsenal.
Happy New Year, everybody. I think you're going to go in and take some pictures of the crowd. Great crowd. We're going to have a great year. It'll be a fantastic 2018.
Come on. Kim Jong-un says that he completed his nuclear forces. What do you say to that?
Say it what? We'll see.
Changing tack, Kim Jong-un has implored South Korea to join with the North to de-escalate hostilities and work towards peace on the Korean Peninsula. He's even hinted that the secretive regime could send an official delegation to the upcoming Winter Olympics in the South Korean city of Pyeongchang.
We should actively create an atmosphere to move forward with the national reconciliation and reunification. Improving ties between the North and the South is an urgent issue that not only the North and South want, but everyone else wants. It's a grave matter to which the entire Korean nation needs to put its efforts towards resolving.
The suggestions have been warmly received by South Korea. The country's president, Moon Jae-in, has previously expressed his hope that North Korea's participation in the Olympics would help ensure its safety. Spokesman for South Korea's presidential office, Park Soo-hyun, says South Korea is ready and willing to engage in talks.
South Korea's presidential office welcomes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's New Year's speech today, which expressed willingness to send a delegation to the Pyeongchang Olympics and propose talks as he acknowledged the need for improvement in inter-Korean ties.
Some analysts in the U.S. suggest Mr. Kim's speech is an attempt to draw South Korea away from its longtime ally, the United States. They add the message implies a willingness to engage with the international community, as long as North Korea's status as a nuclear power is accepted.